You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, good morning and welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Thursday, December the 14th. Andy Holding here, taking a look at a 7-race programme at Tramore, courtesy of the two domestic UK venues being called off this afternoon, Newcastle and Warwick. And it was probably touch and go whether this meeting survived here today in Ireland, with the ground being very, very heavy and one or two showers forecast for this afternoon. So going to be pretty testing and arduous stuff here this afternoon. So definitely want to be on horses who are coming in A, in good form, B, will handle the conditions. We move on to the first race, the 12:25, and all eyes will no doubt here be on Laurelina from the Willie Mullins stable. She's obviously come from the French provinces, and her form is on a soft surface, so obviously that's ability to handle the ground is very much in safe keeping, as often is the case with those French bred horses. This horse, of course, who was previously with Gillian McCare, wouldn't have to be anything special to race to take a race of this nature, and given that Willie Mullins has got a fantastic record with these fillies and mares over in Ireland, then one would expect this horse to live up to the standard of previous other inmates in his stable. But if you are looking for a wager in this race, obviously we don't really want to be offering a horse up around about a 1-3 mark this morning, so we're going to look for a little bit of each way value, or perhaps if you want to have a place bet or an each way alternative bet without the favourite, then I do think Clementina fits that profile quite nicely. I actually do believe that this filly's form is pretty good anyway in its own right. She was 6 and quite a decent main hurdle down in Cork on the 19th of November, beyond all scored us and them. And for those of you that are on top of the Irish form, will notice that the winner that day, Joseph O'Brien's up and then beat at 3 decent rivals at Punchestown over the weekend. So that form was taking a boost. But that was even bettered by this filly by Walking Apart next time out, when filling in the same position behind a horse called Spades and Trumps. But I do think the horses that finished second and third are up to a very good standard. Paloma Blue is very highly regarded by Henry de Bromhead, and Athena from the Noel Mead stable has won subsequently at Cork on Sunday. So I actually think this four-year-old has performed to, like I say, a pretty high standard already. It's just a case, which is always the problem with trying to second-guess a Tony Martin horse, whether they'll be running on their merits in a race where, obviously, the favourites are very, very short price. But if she is, I do think around about 12-1 is a decent each-way bet there for Clementina in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the 12:55 then, which is a 2-mile handicap hurdle. And Persian Wind is the horse I want to concentrate on here. He's fairly uncomplicated type, and he comes off the back of a decent performance over fences the other day at Garran Park. He simply loves testing conditions, as he proved when he got the battle of the battle between him and Don't Kick Nor Bite. The pair of them were all clear of the rest. And he's also won here as well over fences back in October, when once again he was very, very game in a driving finish. In between times, he's run to a fairly consistent standard. That fourth behind Tintan Robin a few runs ago over hurdles suggests that he can mix it under both codes. And given that this race isn't chock full of horses who are coming here in the kind of form that he is, I do think Philip Dent's 7-year-old is entitled to be favourite and is the most likely winner there of the second race.
Race number 3.
On to the 1:30 then, and probably the nicest horse I think that's going to run here this afternoon is Noel Mead's Camel, who comes out of a decent maiden hurdle the other day down in Punchestown behind one of Willie Mullins' nice horses, Burrow Saint. Wasn't really expected to do much, judged by the activity in the betting, was sent off a 33-1 shot, but certainly caught the eye by the way he travelled and moved up into that race, only to just get tired through lack of conditioning in the closing stages. But he's quite a big horse, he certainly won't miss him, he's got a big, huge, big white face. And with those two runs under his belt, of course, one came in a point-to-point when he was third behind a horse called Knight in Dubai, won a main hurdle of the day for the Skeltons at Wetherby. Then his overall profile certainly looks head and shoulders above this lot. He's got the hood on for the first time, which hopefully will just help pacify him in the prelims and the race itself. And even though he looks a bit of a skinny price this morning, like I say, I do think this horse is easily capable of justifying his position in the market. Quite an awesome horse, that Camille.
Race 4.
Right, on to the 2 o'clock then, which looks a very competitive handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles coming up at 2 o'clock. And Roger Dove is going to take quite a bit of beating here, I fear. Has obviously handled the heavy ground and softish conditions on its last two starts. And it certainly doesn't look too particularly badly handicapped, given the ease which it's been winning its races. I thought it was full value for the three-length victory last time out down in Gowran, when she cruised to the front without turning a hair, going down to the last and quickened up quite nicely in the ground. Now, back and forth that day was a horse called Pat's Oscar, who was well beaten around about 15 lengths. And Poker Party ties in a second favourite here quite nicely with that horse, because Poker Party had a driving finish with Pat's Oscar down in Clonmel the other day when showing improved form from three or four rather under-the-radar efforts. Obviously, Edinburgh Bromhead's charge has got to be feared, given that it handled the conditions quite well at Clonmel. But like I said, using that Pat's Oscar as a guide, I do think Roger Gove has got a little bit in hand over at Poker Party, and I expect that to be played out in the race itself.
Race 5.
On to the 2.35, and quite a trappy-looking beginner's chase here. Not many top-class horses on show here. Obviously, Charlie Charm is going to come under the spotlight here, having finished second behind the Gambledon Melrose Boy at Cheltenham's Paddy Power meeting back in November. Obviously, this horse has got to prove it's capable of operating to the same level over fences. Not a bad run first time over the larger obstacles at Downpatrick behind the likes of Canny Tom and Solar Heat, but in my eyes anyway, would probably have to improve, I won't say significantly, but a tad perhaps to justify its position around about 2-1 in the market. I actually do quite like Glen Clare and View as a each-way alternative, given that this horse is around about a 6-1 shot this morning. I do think that's a nice price for this horse, who has shaped quite well on several races recently, including its last two runs over fences. Not a bad run first time out at Cork, behind a horse who's gone on to win a listed contest next time out. And that fourth of the day behind Jet, albeit quite a distant fourth, actually was quite promising in quite a few aspects. Considering this horse was miles behind at halfway, I thought he did really well to finish as close as he did. And the first two in the home that day, Jet and Balbir de Matin, obviously went into that race very strongly fancied off the back of victories over hurdles the time before. So he was up against a decent standard of opponent that day, Anthony Mullins, his 7-year-old. And he's got plenty of point-to-point form as well over the large obstacles in the past. Heavy ground, not a problem. And as I said, I do like his each-way profile in that 2.35.
Race number 6.
On to the 3.10 then, the last race over the larger obstacles. And Island Master's the one I'd be quite keen on here. Having seen this horse finish a very creditable third behind two quite well handicapped horses down in Clonmel the other day. Black Scorpion had run well the time before and was well backed in the market. Just Kept Cracking had finished third behind Dr. Phoenix at Cork. And those two fought out the finish, but I do think Island Master might have got a lot closer when he obviously eventually finished third, because a horse fell at the last fence and badly hampered him. It probably cost him finishing second, in all fairness. So he's probably always worth upgrading. I do quite like the way he was keeping on as well for pressure. The ground won't be an issue this afternoon. It was absolutely desperate the day at Clonmel, as will be the conditions here this afternoon. And I do think the ground will be against the second favourite here, Lash It On, who's all its best form is very much on a decent surface, and probably Charles Burns is getting this horse ready for another punt when the ground dries out. So Island Master, quite a confident vote there, I would say, round about the 4-1 mark this morning in that handicap chase.
And the final race.
On to the final race on the card, then the 340, which is a 2 mile bumper. Obviously, there's going to be quite a bit of interest surrounding the claims here of Leave You a Mark from the from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Joseph, of course, has done really well in the national sphere for the last two seasons, and his bumper horses seem to be of a fair standard as well. Obviously, this horse has been put in quite short this morning because of the connections, and that does leave a little bit of value, one would argue, in the direction of Best of Dubai, who obviously comes here with the best form. I thought that run the other day when finishing fourth behind Cracker Dancer in that listed race down in Navan was really quite a good one. She went through that race quite well before not quite having the power to withstand several decent types in the latter stages. But prior to that, she'd finished third behind Lady Ishkia. And of course, Lady Ishkia was sent off a very short price favourite in that Navan race the other day. So one could argue that Best of Dubai actually improved significantly from that run previously. Heavy ground, very much proven by this horse already. And with that in mind, with fitness on its side and the ability to handle conditions, I do think Best of Dubai is very much the value of the two this morning, around about the 2-1 mark. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow morning when we're going to be taking a look at another 8-race programme from Dundalk on Friday. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.